4.0, tabling of petitions, and we have no petitions to table today. Are there any petitions to table? Second call for petitions, third and final call for petitions. We have no petitions today. Under 5.0, public question comment session, we allow members of the gallery to speak for up to 5 minutes. Please state your name and address if you would like to speak. Excuse me, yes, Leon, we have one ahead of you if you wouldn't mind today. Yes, certainly. No, it would not work out to that amount, Leon. But we're early in this process. They've done their presentation. We need to crunch numbers. We need to look at exactly what the cost going forward would be.
I realize that. The comment there is, as you're well aware, when your budget was going back in the spring, my understanding, my recollection is the assessment base, the residential part, the assessment went up a bit, but the commercial one stayed the same even with that one. And there, and there's where you make the money is the assessment, the commercial assessment is going up because the tax rate is higher there. So our problem is our population keeps going down, and not only the and also the student population is way down from what it was a number of years ago. And that's where our problem is. There's nothing wrong with having a pool, which is important. And I know that you, Mr. Mayor, along with your council, will take all these things into consideration and see whether it's going to be feasible or not for the council to be able to approve such a project.
Thank you, Leon.
Okay. And also, let's see. The only other thing I want to mention is that it appears we, and hearing in the press and also what's coming up later on, it appears that the federal government is down the road to get more burden on municipalities with respect to the stipends that you receive when the stipends for your being a councilor or mayor. You always had the 1/3 tax relief. That was in effect when I was here years ago, and it is up until now. Now the federal government decided to change the tax rules, which means that if you want to get the same amount of dollars in your pocket, you have to give yourself a raise, as the old saying goes. And I noticed here it'll be coming up there, so it would be another, I think it's going to cost you about at least an $18,000 more a year to be able to do that. It's unfortunate that the people are going to keep going down to the bottom up.
It is unfortunate, but that's a federal change.
That's right.
And of course, the recommendation today later at council would be to offset the tax that will be recovered on that 1/3 to keep an equal disbursement to councilors. So we'll see where that goes later in the meeting.
Just go back for 1 second. I haven't used up my 5 minutes. Is the projected deficit for the operation of the year? I'm wondering where there is a deficit coming up there, and who's going to pick that up? I think that's something you have to kind of look at when you do your crunch numbers.
Thank you.
I've been a banker. I'm a numbers person, but I always look at the numbers first. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the gentleman at the back who stood up, if you'd like to speak.
Thank you. My name is Gordon Kennedy. I live in Hunts Point. We're grateful to move here 4 years ago, and we love it. We're
calls over in Bridgewater and some other parts of the country. A few of them would give me numbers, but they said, don't repeat them. I did hear that pools are twice as expensive to run as ice machines. I did hear that something that was mentioned here this morning, they said pay attention to all the details. If you don't, they'll bite you in the you know what. And that one person did, she told me, she said, be very careful. You're getting a commitment from your region. Make sure all the people involved, all the stakeholders are involved as well. There's people like myself that move here and I'm comfortable, but I happen to know a hell of a lot of real beautiful people in Queens County that maybe can't afford their taxes right now. And you folks know that better than me. I don't know. I'm sure there are unpaid taxes in our region. Something I noticed on the previous participant there, our catchment area in this is 30 kilometers, whereas the Stephenville catchment has 20,000 people, substantially more than our whole county. We're at 30 kilometers. I don't know how many people live within 30 kilometers. And Dalhousie has 10,000, just about as many as our whole region. So pool would be great. I'd love to have one. If I could afford one, I'd have one in the backyard. I don't think it's proper that people like me want to have a pool. And I'm expecting people of this beautiful county to pay for it. I just don't know if it's within their means. I drive a 15-year-old pickup. I look at things realistically. And I can buy a new one this afternoon. But I look at a new one. I look at a new one as something that I don't need. I'll get along with what I have. I guess all I have to say is, if we can afford a pool, great, but if we can't, I'll be here howling with a pile of more people at that door. Because there was a decision made on our behalf that was counterproductive to our beautiful county here. I mean, you people have a nice thing going here. You do, you beautiful people. That's why we moved here. It wasn't the water. The water's too damn cold. It was the people. We spent 6 weeks looking around this province, and we ended up back on the South Shore, and in particular, I put goosebumps on myself saying that. Here, in Liverpool. And once I got on to the Liverpoolese, I didn't understand it at first. You folks have a lot of beautiful people here. You want them to stay here. That gentrification that's happening all over this country is terrible. If we can afford it, great. One other thing that I have, not much, I guess. That's about all I have to say. I'd like to thank you for the chance of expressing my views. I can go home now and relax. I was up half the night thinking of things. And I've never been in this, never been around this circle before. So if I seem out of turn, it's because I am. I'm not familiar with these circles. I'd like to thank you all, and for the love, to say back in my homeland, for the love and honor of God, remember the people that you really serve. And with that, I'd like to say thank you, and have a great day, and good luck with your project there. Good luck.
Thank you, Gordon, for your comments, and we are very pleased that you have chosen Queens as your home.
So are we. Oh, yeah. Well, it's great. Every time we eat, we do a lot of little traveling around. Come on.
Susan. Oh, nice to meet you. How are you doing? Yeah. I know you.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon.
Bye-bye.
Any other member of the gallery would like to speak today?
Kim Williams, Bar Street in Liverpool. I agree with everyone else. I would really like to have a pool. I used to be a competitive swimmer. I've always been in the water since I was I'm not, I just turned 50, and I'm in health condition, I need a pool. So don't just look at it as only our senior population needs the pool, not only our children need it, but you're finding now a generation in the middle that is requiring a pool for their own health needs as well, not only just the recreation. So it doesn't only just help the little ones, it helps everybody at all ages, no matter what.
Thank you, Kim. Any other member of the gallery would like to speak today? Well, thank you very much. We will move on now to 6.0, approval of minutes. 6.1, regular council minutes, August 28th, 2018. Are there any errors or omissions in the minutes that circulated? Hearing none, a motion to approve the minutes would be in order. Moved by Councilor Fancy, seconded by Deputy Mayor Susan McLeod. Any discussion? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We have nothing today under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly premises. Under 8.0, economic development, we have 8.1, facade program update, Richard Lane of our Economic Development Department. Richard, if you'd like to come forward and give us a briefing.
Good morning, Mayor Dagley. Good morning, councillors. So the business facade program has been live for several weeks now. So I was asked just to come and give you an update of where we are currently sitting. So as you recall, we have a pot of $40,000. We're accepting applications. And if they fill the criteria, we'll fund 50% of eligible costs up to a maximum of $5,000 per project. And it's one application per civic address. And the applicants have to be businesses. There are two designated areas, one in the Liverpool area and the other in the Caledonia area. To date, we have four applications which are approved and accepted. So what I mean by that is that they have been approved as being eligible under the program. When they're approved, a letter of offer goes out to the business. If the business then accepts that offer, that is then approved and accepted. So I have four applications. The total project cost, or the total amount committed, is about $11,322. So out of the $40,000, we're roughly just over a quarter committed so far. In addition to the four approved and accepted, I've got two applications which are approved but have not yet been accepted by the business. So the letter of offer has gone out to those businesses, but I haven't yet received a signed acceptance back from them. That would total around just over $6,000. In addition to those, I have two or possibly three applications which are currently incomplete. So I'm either missing some criteria of the application, and I'm working with those businesses to try and get that. The total there is roughly $9,000. So if all of these come to pass, we're roughly just over halfway committed so far. I've also had five inquiries, or five more official inquiries, from outside of those designated areas, so businesses that are outside of those core areas who would have been interested in putting an application forwards. The applications that have been approved and accepted, of the four, two are for replacement windows and two are for painting and siding repairs. That's about the update.
Any questions or comments of Richard on this facade program? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I do not have the criteria in front of me, Richard, but
sure.
Have you had some applicants that were outside the realms of the criteria that really needed some support, and can you refer them to some other agency that might be involved?
To be honest, no, there haven't. All the applications have been for they have fulfilled the criteria. there have been a couple of edge cases in terms of applicants and so on and eligibility, but that's not been too big of an issue. I don't know, I'm not aware of any other programs that people would fall under for this, other than possibly, I did think that we might have had some that would have possibly referred to accessibility
yes.
of buildings, and you know, so we do have information about accessibility grants and so on that we could have referred people to.
Yeah. And also businesses that have been accepted, is there a deadline when they have to get this work done, or is it, I'm sure they want to do it if it's outside work within the elements of the weather and that sort of thing. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are no deadline other than they have to have the work completed and invoiced back
by
to us by fiscal year end.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously, if we're talking about facade program here, by its nature, it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get towards fall and winter, that's going to be less possible.
I have Councillor Fiss next.
Richard, did I hear you that there's some applicants that came in that were outside the criteria area?
Outside of the criteria
so
areas,
are,
yes.
Are we maybe considering looking at those too?
I've got a note of the businesses that made application, or didn't make application but made inquiry, and if at some point this program is extended or expanded, we have those on record.
Yeah.
But
I guess what I'm saying is that 40,000 is it designated for use at all?
Sorry.
$40,000. The 40,000 that's designated for the two areas.
Yeah.
Is that to be used up or not? What happens to it if it's not used?
Well, at this point, the application process is still open for additional businesses to apply.
Yeah.
Okay. So
the
I guess my argument would be. Is there a few outside that have applied now for even though
they're not? They have no complete applications from those people. They are just inquiries because they were told when they made the inquiry that they didn't fit with the eligibility criteria.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I have Councillor Fancy next.
Basically, Councillor Fisk has asked, but because of the people who are applied outside the area, we've got 40,000 of the two areas. So if you apply and you're outside that area, you're sending back to them saying that you're not eligible for this particular stuff. It isn't waiting to see if the money's used up or not. They're just not eligible.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the people that can apply. You say it's businesses only, and maybe we fell a bit short on that, and hopefully that can be rectified, because I think what we're missing out here is that we have like empty buildings and we have owners of buildings, and I do believe that that's one of the key elements of a facade program, is to be able to allow current owners of buildings in our commercial district to fix those buildings up, to make them either more saleable or more leasable to businesses to come in.
Yeah.
So there's not a business to apply yet. I mean, I think the business owner, the building owners are a critical part of this, and we should consider updating that. Do we, maybe that's a...
Yeah, I don't see that so much of as a problem. So, yeah, you're quite correct. So when we did our initial sort of publicization of the process, we contacted shopfronts and businesses. Now, theoretically, it's as long as the property is commercial property, then there it's not quite clear in the criteria whether a building owner who isn't a business, so if there was an individual who owned a business, it's not explicitly stated whether or not they can make application. But I wouldn't have thought that would necessarily be an issue.
So right now, if there was a building owner that wanted to, that met all the other criteria of being in the area that we've allowed for this, the facade program, they could make application and be accepted.
It would certainly be considered.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Deputy Mayor?
That's a good question from Councillor Kelly, and my thought was when we were discussing this just now is, sometimes there are tenants in buildings that are, you know, and they could use it as a leasehold improvement for their basic, but actually goes to the quality and the
Absolutely, and so what we now have actually is not just a list of businesses that are eligible, but we've actually gone back and made a list of the actual property owners, and so you know we'll be contacting those property owners to make sure that they are aware of this program. I'm reasonably confident that most property owners in these areas are actually going to be aware of this, but we're also revisiting, as we do periodically, the commercial property listing that we keep up to date, and so there's an opportunity to speak to those building owners that have properties available, and so we'll tie those two things together.
Any other councillor have a question or a comment? Well, thank you, Richard, for the update. Very appreciated today. Under 9.0 corporate services, we have under 9.1 a request for councillor training. Who would like to take the lead on this one?
Can this respond?
Is there a motion?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
9.1. You.
Oh, right.
Right here.
What's for me? I'm not going to read it.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the registration for Councillor Heather Kelly and the accepted certificate in the local government program through Dalhousie University.
Thank you, Councillor Mews. Seconded to that. Councillor Fancy?
Should I leave the room?
Is it a conflict of interest?
Pardon?
Do I have to leave the room?
I would think so. I would defer that to the CAO, but I would think not. Who would like to speak to this issue?
Might well leave when you talk about pay increases, though.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All of us, yeah.
It's not a pay increase. Don't say that.
I'm pleased that one of the counselors is taking part in this program. Several years ago, I took the same program through Dalhousie University and with a certificate of municipal governance. It was very well done, and I know it's correspondence.
Yeah.
So it's you don't have to do any traveling. Yeah, it was really worthwhile, and you get a lot of history about municipal government, and you get insights. It's probably updated since I took it, but it's a good move.
Any other councillor have a question or comment? Are you ready for the question?
Questions.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? All those who may abstain?
I guess I have to abstain to it.
So we have
abstains and negatives.
Oh, can I vote on it? Then I'm not
you
even.
Can.
Yes, see, I might learn this when I take the course.
Would you like a re-poll of the vote?
Yes, thank you.
All those in favor of the motion. It is now unanimous. Thank you very much.
Make us proud, Heather.
What?
Make us proud.
So we have 9.2, request for council expense account funding, and Councillor Gil Johnson requested this, so I would let you take the lead on this, Councillor Johnson.
Okay, before I make comment, I want to make sure that I'm not judging any expenses that have been approved or not approved or anything like that. However, there's no recommendation per se for this topic, but it seems to be the only forum by which we can vet, you know, certain types of inquiry. And my question stems from, we have a budget item, a line item for incidental expenditures for counselors, and we also make reference to it several times in the 2020 vision document. And my issue is the consistency and the guidelines for which, when we put in for some of these incidental expenses, that they get either approved or not approved. And an example that I want to bring forward is that I took it upon myself to have a community meeting in North Queens that brought 56 people to the table and resulted in a strategy for that, for our district, for District 7, and a strategy to move forward. Whether I can enact it or not based on what happens around this council chamber, it's hard to say. But at least we do have a strategy for that community. It had a budget of $250, of which $150 was a request from the region and $100 from the local Board of Trade to fund things such as the hall rental, a little bit of catering, and right down to $50 to buy water bottles from the region for my request for the $150 was denied. And in recent, you know, I'm just wondering how we get to a point where we're consistent for value add for things that we do. And I'm not saying I'm sitting around a coffee table with local people trying to buy coffee and things like that. This was a meaningful working meeting. So where does that fit outside of the criteria of what was intended in the budget item and what is intended in the Vision 2020 document?
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. I would ask your CAO to clarify how these expenses are actually included within the budget and approved or not approved as we move forward.
I assume you're referring to in the budget there's an other category under legislative.
Well, and I think when we did the budget deliberation here around the council, actually I believe as you used the words, it's for coffee and cake and things like that.
I think that was another member of council that said that.
Okay,
was
but
me.
Anyway, that was the intent for
that was another member of council, it wasn't me, yeah. No, it wasn't for me. So there is money set aside under community economic development, which is a little different, and that is certainly for municipal functions, municipal operations, when we hold events or functions, or we do training in the community, we do some development that way. There is, as all councils are aware, and it's on the agenda here soon, there is a 1/3 allocation, which is tax-free allocated to members of council, for work within their own constituency, and that's what that money is meant for. And so you don't get mileage for responding to inquiries in your own district, no different than if you hold, there's a number of members of council that hold constituency events or hold meetings in their district to get comments from their members of their constituency. Those are political type events, and so they're, although they may be seen as community consultation, they're not sanctioned by council, they're individual council members going about doing that individually on their own. And so those events are paid for by those individual members of council, because they're not a municipal function, they're more a, like I said, a political function. And so if members of council wish to do that, that has always been assumed to be included in that 1/3 tax-free portion of council members' honorarium. Otherwise, that 1/3 tax-free doesn't serve a purpose, because it's just tax-free money. So I'm not sure if that's why the federal government is getting rid of it or what their method for their strategy is. So that's always been the intent. When requests come forward, my responsibility to evaluate them. Are they based on, do they contravene any policies we have? Is it appropriate use of the money? Are there receipts and accountability for it? Is it a municipal council directive? Is it a priority of council? All those types of things that you talked about. And at the end of the day, I have to adjudicate whether it's an expense or not. But council has final say, and so if someone disagrees with my decision, then they can always bring forward to council and seek council approval. But there's lots of little things like that that are impossible to put into a policy. But we try to do our best to be fair to everybody, recognizing that there's lots of demands and lots of requests from different members of council. And sometimes I might say yes, and sometimes I might say no. So I guess that's the easiest way to. There's all kinds of different examples, so it's hard to pin it down to the specific situation.
If I may ask Deputy Mayor McLeod, what you do when you hold community meetings?
What I do is the hall was donated, and out of my own resources, I bought treats. And of course, I didn't charge for mileage. I just assumed it was part of my responsibilities and the remuneration that I received.
So, Councillor Johnson, that is, I guess, the information that we have to bring forward today. Did you have any other comments or questions regarding that at this point?
No, I got an answer. I don't like the answer. Thus, I think 2 years into a term in representing District 7, I would have thought it shouldn't have even had been a councillor bringing that kind of a forum forward. It should have been staff that did that. I'll take it upon myself, and I'll look after, which I did look after, the expenditures, and know better for the next time. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions of councillors? Counselor Kelly?
So this type of thing isn't covered under, maybe this directive to the CAO, isn't covered under counselor expenses that can be, or it's up to the subjective, or it's up to the approval of CAO to approve whether it is an allowable expense or not. Isn't there a straightforward policy on expenses for counselors?
Well, the policy is that you're eligible, you're tax-free for expenses in your own district.
Right.
And so in this particular case, that was my decision, that was what that issue was.
Okay.
Expenses within a member's
okay.
district, and so it would fall under that one-third tax-free.
Okay. I do understand Councillor Johnson's request and dilemma over this, and maybe in future, any of those sort of town halls, like myself, mine are virtually no money involved. It's just being available to the public, as in like office hours and whatnot, being accessible to the public. But I understand, you know, what he achieved in the meeting that he had, and it was a public engagement meeting, and that in future, you're right, you put it out there, and it could, if it's public engagement for North Queens, involve the rest of the council so that we can also take part in that in public engagement with North Queens, which we all could benefit from in the future. And make sure that as a public engagement on behalf of the Region of Queens in your district, that it could be covered under that and get approval for the coverage of that as a public engagement meeting as part of our strategic priorities in the future, and it could be covered.
The staff are involved, so
that.
Just to let you know.
Okay.
And it may be that it requires to be a staff-led meeting to qualify under the budget issue.
Right.
That's something that, as we go forward, we'll have to look at
yeah.
very carefully now that we understand the dynamics of.
But as a staff-led meeting in that area, you know, if it's something that's on behalf of the Region of Queens, then that involves all council, and all council should have an opportunity to participate or be there and be part of that engagement opportunity.
Understood. Any other councillor have a question or comment?
Well, one other thing that I do is the litter abatement would be there. And I do have some staff members involved with, but now it's again, I lead it, so it's not something that's led by municipality, so we don't get, I drive up to Caledonia, drive Greenfield, I drive around everywhere, but that's, you know, part of something that I guess I put forward. It's not a municipal-led event, so to speak.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move on now to the next item, which is engineering works. Nothing there today. 11.0 finance. We have under 11.1 cost of living increase, and I would ask Jennifer Keating Hubley, our director of finance, to come forward. And, who would like to take the lead on 11.1? Councilor Kelly?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve a cost of living increase of 2.7% effective the 13th payroll of the 2018-2019 fiscal year to all non-unionized full-time and part-time employees, excluding Hillsview Acres.
Seconded to that. Councilor Fisk? Jennifer, would you like to brief us on this issue?
So the information is in your package. We did budget for a 2% increase, as we have over the last number of years. Based on history, our cost of living increases have been 1.2, 1.3. We normally use the Nova Scotia cost of living rate. If the cost of living rate of both Canada and Nova Scotia is less than the budgeted 2%, we choose the higher of the two. If the Canada-Nova Scotia rates either or are higher than the budgeted amount for cost of living, we choose the lower of the two. Just for your historical. So this is 2.7, and we do have 2% in the budget this year. The difference is about $8,000. Or just under $8,000, the difference that would be budgeted, because we did budget 2%.
Any questions or comments of councilors on this issue? Deputy Mayor Pyle?
There's nothing regarding the motion, but I really frown upon using acronyms all the time. I know it's not in the motion, but it just seems like our whole language is going to be abbreviations and not just words of language, so I just thought I'd mention that.
So COLA is cost of living allowance?
I know it
yeah.
is, but it shouldn't even be COLA, it should just be spelled living allowance, my opinion.
Any other counsel? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. Next is 11.2, policy 27, respecting remuneration for mayor and councillors. Who would like to take the lead on this one? Councillor Kelly?
I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality amend policy 27 respecting remuneration for mayor and councillors as attached to reflect federal government income tax calculation changes effective January 1st, 2019.
Seconded by Councillor Frerichs. Jennifer, if you'd like to give us a few comments on this one.
So I wasn't any great, wonderful calculation, so I just used the calculator on the CRA website when I did this. So I put back in the one-third tax-free, figured out what the net was with the one-third tax rebate and what the net would be at the new amount, so that the net pay specifically on the mayor's portion would remain the same. So the net take-home pay on the 41,730 is exactly the same as the net pay was on the 37,610 based on the one-third allowance. And historically, in the past, the councillor's remuneration has always been exactly half of the mayor's, so then the new amount for the councillors is half of the new amount for the mayor's.
So that basically replaces the tax that will be now payable on that one-third.
Correct.
That was previously not that.
That's right.
Any questions or comments of councillors on this issue? CAO?
Just for clarification for the public and the media, the policy is from 1999, and it shows the mayor's salary at 30,000 going to 41,7, and councillors going from 15 to 20,800, and those are so those original numbers were from way back
yeah.
in 1999. Those aren't the, so we're not increasing salaries by for the mayor for of $11,000 and councillors of almost $6,000. They obviously have been increasing over every 4 years, and so the change is incrementally increased from what the salary is today to. So it's probably the
currently your councillor's rate is 18,805 and
right.
the mayor is 37,610. So those are the increases to 41,730 and then.
Yeah. So you do that calculation and tell you what
yeah.
that tax
difference
adjustment
is.
Has been.
Yeah.
Any questions or comments of councillors? Are you ready for the question?
Next question.
All those in favor of the motion? All those opposed? We have 7 in favor and 1 opposed. It is passed. Thank you, Jonathan.
Great.
We will move on now to 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities. I would ask our Director of Recreation and Health and Communities, Megan Roberts, to come forward. 12.1 pertains to Ticket Pro contract. Who would like to take the lead on 12.1? Councilor Phillips.
I so move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality enter into the proposed 3-year contract with Ticket Pro Inc. beginning September 11, 2018 and ending September 10, 2021, with the option for the municipality to renew for 3 additional 1-year terms at the same terms and conditions, and that the mayor and chief administrative officer be authorized to execute the contract on council's behalf.
Seconded that, Councillor Fisk. Would you have any comments you'd like to add to this, Megan, at this point?
No, just that we've been very satisfied with the service we've had from Ticket Pro. They're really good whenever there are any issues. They've worked with us on multiple troubleshooting that we've had. They always make themselves available to us, so we were happy to put forward this again, and we worked with them to make sure that everybody was happy with the agreement, and we look forward to continuing working with them.
Thank you, Megan. Any questions or comments of councilors? Are you ready for the question?
is unanimous, thank you, Megan. We have nothing today on the 13.0 planning, nothing on the 14.0 reports, nothing on the 15.0 wing camera items. A motion for adjournment would be in order. Moved by Councilor Johnson, second by Councilor Muse, any discussion? Ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you, Mayor.